Sean Diddy Combs, Secret World Revealed in Voice Notes and Videos, Date Modified : 2025-07-02T21:08:28.634Z, Description : Former staff expose details of freak-offs, drug-fueled orgies held in luxurious international venues. Diddy's Secret World Revealed in Videos and His Voice Notes, 3 hours ago, save. Rihanna Croxford and Larissa Kennelly BBC News Investigations at Rihanna_Croxford, save, BBC, warning, explicit content can y'all come straighten it up over here? It's not looking luxurious, Sean Diddy Combs says in a voice note to his personal assistants as R&B music mellows in the background. Hours before, a so-called freak-off, a drug-fueled orgy also known as a Wild King Night, had been in full swing. Now, staff were being called in to clean up. PD said he's going to need emergency cleanup at hotel, his chief of staff texts after another of these events. Bring him. Stain remover, for a chair and couch, and black trash bags. And baking soda too, he said. Watch, video shared with BBC, Sean Diddy Combs holds pool parties at his Miami mansion. The BBC has seen messages and recordings from former staff in Combs' household. The staff members have also given detailed accounts of what it was like to work on the multimillionaire music mogul's glamorous yacht rentals and inside his sprawling estates across the U.S., in the Hamptons, Beverly Hills, and on Star Island in Miami. Their experiences span the past 5 to 10 years, a period that was under scrutiny during Combs' criminal trial in New York. At the trial's conclusion on Wednesday, the 55-year-old was cleared of the most serious charges, racketeering, and 2 counts of sex trafficking related to ex-partner Cassandra Ventura and another woman referred to as Jane. But jurors found he was guilty of 2 other counts related to the transportation to engage in prostitution of both women. He will be sentenced at a later date. Getty Images, officers raid Combs' mansion on Star Island, Miami Beach, Florida. We have been shown material which paints a picture of a scary and unpredictable boss, who would administer shocking loyalty tests, and whose demands grew more and more extreme. Staff have described how his sometimes days-long freak-offs were held at locations around the world, with the rapper expecting staff to prepare a bag containing baby oil, lubricant and red lights, to create the red-tinted ambience Combs preferred, alongside Class A drugs wherever he traveled. Reuters, Combs at the Met Gala, New York, 2023. Wild King Nights inside his waterfront Miami mansion, a $48 million, £36 million, compound located on an exclusive man-made island, we have been told. That Combs kept tight control of his inner circle. I'm not about to be transparent with y'all, a groggy Combs warned staff one day in a rambling voice note posted in an employee WhatsApp group in 2020. There's some dark places y'all expletive don't want to go. Stay where you're at. Staff say he was intense, demanding, and volatile, with some attributing his unpredictability to a lifestyle of drug-fueled parties. The turnover of staff was high and Combs had more than 20 different house managers join and leave in just 2 years across his properties, one former estates manager told us. Listen, Combs sent a long rambling voice note to staff, there's some dark places y'all. Phil Pines, 40, who worked for Combs as a senior executive assistant from 2019 to 2021, has told the BBC the mogul didn't say a word to him when he first started his job. It was like an initiation, he explains. We didn't speak to each other for 30 days. Another recent assistant, Ethan, not his real name, recalls, he was a very ill man with different behaviors, sometimes very aggressive, sometimes very sweet. We have changed Ethan's name because, like many former staff members, he still works in the high net worth hospitality industry and fears speaking out about Combs will hurt his career. Ethan shows us a small scar on his forehead. He says this was the result of Combs smashing a glass against a wall in a fit of rage, and the shards cutting Ethan's face. Phil Pines and Ethan were part of Combs' small group of trusted assistants and say he often played mind games with staff. Phil Pines worked for Combs as a senior executive assistant, Ethan recalls one of Combs' loyalty tests, when the star took off one of his rings and threw it into the Atlantic Ocean. He then turned to Ethan and told him he had to go into the water to get it. They were at a formal event and Ethan, like his boss, was wearing a smart suit. He says this didn't stop him jumping in right away to rescue it. In another incident, Pines says Combs called him to his residence after midnight, just so he could fetch the TV remote from under the bed he was in with a female guest. See? He is loyal and now he can go back home, he recalls Combs telling her. Pines says he felt like an animal. Combs' chief of staff Christina Corum helped organize the Wild King Nights, says Pines, but the Wild King Nights, as the rapper's chief of staff, Christina Corum, referred to them, revealed an even darker side to working for Combs. I was asked to set up a laundry list of items for him, says Pines. And I thought to myself, why didn't anybody explain this to me before? In one exchange seen by the BBC, Corum texted him to warn a bag needs to be prepared for a Wild King night in 2 hours. In another, she asked for a drop-off of 7 bottles of baby oil and 7 bottles of Astroglide lubricant alongside iced vanilla lats. Rounding up a shelf of baby oil and Astroglide at a store is very, very humiliating. I would always pretend like I was on the phone, Pines tells us. In Combs' trial, the prosecution presented evidence of supplies they said were procured for freak-offs. A police raid on Combs' Los Angeles mansion found drugs and more than 1,000 bottles of baby oil. From 3 months into his role, Pines began having concerns about the frequency of these requests. It became daily, sometimes twice a day, and every week. Pines says there was a constant stream of young women who frequented Combs' homes, apparently for sex. Young men were also called to the parties, says Ethan. Some of these young people would appear to be friends of the star's sons, Pines tells us, with some of the women later seen hanging with Combs. Pines says he also had concerns that some of these guests, who looked like they were in their early 20s, were too young and impressionable for his then 50-year-old boss. I would see some women feel uncomfortable or at least look like they'd had a wild night, says Pines. A woman with an IV drip would usually visit the next day, he says, to help guests recover after sometimes partying for 24 hours non-stop without food. Pines recalls one young guest uttering to him in distress, "I've never done anything like that before." He was instructed to drive her home from Combs' Miami residence. She was kind of shaking and shivering, like she was coming down off the drugs. Listen, Combs sent voice notes to staff asking for Xanax, Plan B, emergency contraceptives, and Cialis, sex enhancement medication. The drug-fueled nature of these nights has repeatedly been brought up during Combs' trial. Cassandra Ventura, his ex-partner of more than a decade, testified that she endured years of coerced sex with male escorts under the threat of beatings and blackmail, while Combs filmed the encounters. She said these events would sometimes go on for days and require her to take countless drugs to stay awake. Another woman, who dated Combs on and off from 2021 until his arrest last September, gave evidence that she felt pressured to fulfill his desires partly because he was paying her rent, and said the encounters left her feeling disgusted and in physical pain. In his defense at trial, Combs' lawyer said he admitted to domestic violence, but argued that all the sexual encounters were consensual, and that Combs had a swingers lifestyle. The BBC understands at least one staff member was asked to search online for escorts to participate in the Wild King Nights. Screenshots of the escorts were then sent to Combs for approval. Pines says he doesn't know what happened at these events, but he was asked to deal with the aftermath. It was just complete wreckage, he says. Oil all over the floor. Marijuana joints everywhere. I would wear gloves. I would wear a mask. He Combs would get up, put his hoodie on and walk out the door, Pines says, leaving staff to clean the room. On one occasion, Pines says he witnessed Combs push and kick a female guest during an argument at his house, which continued outside. Combs swore at her and said, "Give me my hoodie," Pines remembers. She takes off the hoodie, she's topless, no bra, nothing, no t-shirt on. So, I take off my jacket and I wrap it around her to kind of shield her. The guest left in an Uber crying, says Pines, but within a week she was back at the house again with combs. She came back shortly after that. Dinner, gifts, she was brought back into the fold. When Pines told his supervisor Coram about the incident, he says she knew exactly what to say to him. I kind of give her a play-by-play of what happened. Her words to me, never speak about this again. Christina Coram has not responded to the BBC's request for comment but has previously denied any wrongdoing. In a statement to CNN last March, she described allegations against her as false and causing irreparable and incalculable damage to my reputation and the emotional well-being of myself and my family. I have never condoned or aided and abetted the sexual assault of anyone. Nor have I ever drugged anyone, she said. Baby oil and Astroglide lubricant, left, and marijuana joints, right, were supplied on party nights. Staff would be required to erase any evidence of freak-offs, removing bodily stains from sheets, disposing of drugs and, Pines tells us, scrubbing any compromising recorded footage of the sexual encounters off his boss's personal phones and laptops. Other staff also describe feeling disturbed by Combs' sexual encounters. There are things I saw with my own eyes, memories that will stay forever, says Ethan. He says Combs would sometimes ask him to enter the room and bring him water or male enhancement pills while sex was taking place. Pines has filed his own civil lawsuit against Combs. The BBC approached Combs' lawyers for comment in respect of Pines' allegations, and they made this statement in response. No matter how many lawsuits are filed, it won't change the fact that Mr. Combs has never sexually assaulted or sex trafficked anyone, man or woman, adult or minor. We live in a world where anyone can file a lawsuit for any reason. Pines recalls a particularly horrifying incident around November 2020, when he says he was asked to stay behind after work and set up an after-party at the Miami mansion. He says that Combs and his guests had been in the sun partying, taking mushrooms, smoking, drinking all day, so they were completely gone by this time. Pines, right, says Combs asked him to prove his loyalty. During the party, Pines says Combs invited him to take a shot, before asking him to prove his loyalty. He handed Pines a condom and pushed him towards a female guest who was lying on a nearby couch. At that moment, I'm like, what is going on? Pines says. I froze. I was just shocked by what was happening. I felt cold but I also felt so much pressure. Pines says the woman consented and they had sex until Combs began drifting off into another part of the suite.